Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It's Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. A man in Michigan is sentenced for plotting to kidnap the governor. Walmart closes more stores because of violent crime. Canada expands its assisted suicide program. Wait until you find out what they call it. And a new survey ranks the rudest states in America. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, a federal judge in Michigan sentencing a man convicted of plotting to kidnap Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer to 16 years in prison. Prosecutors claim Adam Fox was the leader of a scheme to abduct Whitmer from her summer home in 2020. A jury convicted Fox and an accomplice in August on charges of kidnapping, conspiracy, and conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon confirming the company will likely raise prices and close stores because of crime. Said the CEO, quote, "Theft is a major issue right now. If local law enforcement doesn't correct this, prices will be higher and more stores will close." It's not local. Well, it's not like local police are the problem. It's the local prosecutors who refuse to prosecute this. Walmart already shuttering locations in San Francisco, Portland, Chicago, and Seattle over safety threats to employees. Other chains closing stores include Target, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Rite Aid pharmacies. Canada radically expanding access to medically assisted suicide. This is the ultimate slippery slope situation. Starting in March, people whose sole underlying condition is mental illness will be able to use the government's death program. Canada is now one of six countries in the world where a person suffering from mental problems but is not near their natural death can get a doctor to help them die. When this was first pitched to the people of Canada, this is someone who's in extreme, excruciating pain in the final days of their life, and it has to be approved by multiple doctors that this is the end of their life. Nope. Now it's just anyone who feels like it. Amazing. A new poll published by YouGov ranks the rudest states in the nation. Places are judged by overall politeness, courtesy towards strangers, and willingness to help others. The worst states can be found in the Northeast: New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. The friendliest people in the U.S. live in the Dakotas, Montana, Vermont, Maine, and number one, Hawaii. The message of the day about one of our great serial liars in America. Next.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Have you been following the unraveling of Congressman-elect George Santos? This is beautiful. He's 34, a Republican, just won his first congressional race, New York's 3rd district, so it's part of Queens and Long Island, took it from a Democrat, great. Turns out he's a serial liar, and he's admitted it. sort of. He claimed he owns 13 rental properties in New York. He owns none. He claimed he went to NYU. He did not. He said he was a seasoned Wall Street financier and investor and said he worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. He did not. Do we need to go on? He said four of his employees were killed in the Pulse Orlando nightclub shooting in 2016. That did not happen. Now, here's what's so fascinating about liars. When they get caught, they're just not repentant at all. They just never give up. Bill Clinton perfected this technique in the political world. It's a four-step process. You're accused of something, and you just, first step, deny, deny, deny. Second step, when it becomes undeniable, you show no shame, no remorse whatsoever, not a hint of weakness as they see it. Third step, blame it on a political witch hunt. That's all this is. It's a political witch hunt. And the fourth thing, when finally everyone is turned against you because it's all so undeniable, you just say, you know what? It's time to move on. It's time we all move past this because we have important work to do. Now, if you're a Democrat, that works every time. George Santos is a Republican, so it probably won't. But he's on step two. The first was deny, deny, deny. He did that. Step two is to show no remorse, no shame. And he's doing that beautifully. He said, I'm not going to make excuses for this. But, which means there's an excuse coming. A lot of people overstate in their resumes or twist a little bit. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of that. Wait a second. I'm not saying I'm not guilty. I don't know what that means, but everyone lies. So my lies are okay because everyone does it. And I love his excuses. His excuses are fantastic. He said he worked for Goldman Sachs on Wall Street, but what he meant was he worked for a company who did business with Goldman Sachs. So he didn't work for Goldman Sachs. He worked for Goldman Sachs. Do you see the difference? It's your mistake for not understanding what he actually meant. The employees who were killed in the Orlando shooting, they were not his employees. They were people who were going to be working for a company that he was going to start in Orlando. Oh, now that makes... But the best of all, he said his grandparents survived the Holocaust. That's not true. Some Jewish group said, you're not Jewish. So he came back and said, well, I never claimed to be Jewish. I claimed that I was Jew-ish. I never said I was Jewish. I was Jewish. I was Jew-like. That's what I meant. Fantastic. Oh, these liars, they're fun to watch. But no one's better than our current president, who said he was a star football player who graduated top of his class, turned down an offer at the Naval Academy, and went on to become a truck driver, and was then arrested at civil rights marches and meeting Nelson Mandela. And he also met the inventor of insulin, even though he died before Biden was born. Pretty good for a man who came from a family of coal miners. None of that's true. But that's just who these politicians are. You can call them fibbers, embellishers. I prefer liars. Can we please stop trusting them with anything important anymore? Something you might not know. Coming up next.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Title 42, the Supreme Court just ruled to keep Title 42 enacted. This is against what the Biden administration wants. So people are talking about Title 42 like, oh, well, of course you know about Title 42. The governor of California is talking about what it's going to be like to live in a post-42 world. A post-42 what world? No one, what are you talking? Stop acting like this has always been a thing that, everyone knows Title 42. Trump enacted Title 42 in 2020 to keep illegal immigrants out because they might have COVID and spread it to Americans. So people think Trump created Title 42. Now, it's been in the president's toolbox since 1944. This is whenever the U.S. Surgeon General determines that there is a communicable disease in another country, then the president can prohibit people from that country. Congress, that was 1944. Congress did something similar in 1892 during a cholera epidemic, and again in 1929 to ban people coming from China and the Philippines during a meningitis outbreak. And then they enacted it in more broad law in 1944, and Trump used it here in 2020. So here's the deal. If you believe that COVID is still a problem, I don't, but if you do, in California, we're still in a state of emergency because of COVID in California. Boston schools are thinking about bringing masks back for all kids for 2 weeks after Christmas break. So the COVID freakout people are still freaking out. And those are the same people who apparently see no problem with letting in more illegal immigrants who have COVID, right? And we were told this whole time that COVID affects poor brown people the most. That's what we were told. So which illegal immigrants would gravitate towards and spread more to those most vulnerable Americans. So why do you, person who supports open borders, why do you hate the vulnerable so much? Why do you want them to get COVID so badly? I am entirely over COVID, but if you still think should be a state of emergency, then why would you also think we should bring in more illegal immigrants without at least testing them and seeing if they truly qualify for asylum, which about 0% of them do? So the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to keep Title 42 enacted until both sides can figure out the legal implications of what they want to do. Elections have consequences, and very few people, if they really knew what was going on at our border and how this affected our country, would support this. Title 42 or not. More coming up. Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in, and thank you for listening. Politics by Faith is my podcast. We'll see you there, and we'll see you here tomorrow.